Good Sunday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, this is Sunday, March 17th, 2024, St. Patrick's Day. And folks, I can't think of a better opportunity to head on out to the track in person, or whether it be some bets from your home or office. Take us out there with you, folks. Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. And we're having a very, very solid Santa Anita meeting. We've had some nice prices along the way, and we're going to keep that up and hope that you're on board with us. Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. All right, if you listened to our show yesterday, we told you that we had a knockout horse in the seventh race. Well, our knockout horse ran second. However, it wasn't quite as a price that we thought we were going to get. 15-1 on the morning line, bet down to about 8-1, I think, when all was said and done. And that was Needy, Leonard Powell's horse, N-I-T-T-I. If you follow our horse to watch list on our website, you will know that we talked about him off of his North American debut last time. And 15-1 on the morning line, 8-1. A very solid game second. And for a while there, folks, we were alive as there was a steward's inquiry. And there was a possibility that we were going to get kissed up to the wind. But it didn't happen. So what the heck, you know, we'll get him next time. But anyway, he fired like we knew he would. And that's just a perfect example of what you get with our service on every racing day at horseracing-selections.com. All right, enough of the advertisement. Let's get to Sunday's card. First, I want to let you know that there were no claims on Saturday. We're going to move right along. And the jockey and trainer standings, we're going to update those for you on the Friday show, which will be up and running Thursday night, early Friday morning. So we'll get you updated on the jockey and trainer standings. Okay. Go to the first race. And there are no carryovers today. First post is 1 p.m. And the first race is 6 furlongs on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event for fillies and mares 4 and 5 years old. We gave this a B-plus rating. The rails are at 20 feet here. And nice way to start the afternoon. You've got a first-time starter in here, Special Flower, drawn outside for Doug O'Neill. Flavion Pratt is getting the call. And we like a little bit of a price play here to start things off on Sunday's card. So, again, if you want in, horseracing-selections.com is where to go. The second race, six and a half. It's a claiming event for four-year-olds and upward, which have never won two races. In for a tag of 32. We gave this a C rating. And there is a 9-5 morning line favorite here in Thales for Peter Miller and Antonio Frasu. So you've got a compact field of 5 in the second race today. The third race is a B-minus rated race for us, 6.5 on the turf. This is on the flat. It's an allowance optional claiming event for cowbred or cow-sired three-year-olds, and they are in for a tag of 50 if they are offered for that. The rails are at 20 feet, and there are no horses eligible to be claimed here in the third race. Our free play of the day, your podcast play, comes in here in the third race, and that's with the outside horse Beer Money, Edwin Maldonado. Actually, the 5-horse and a 7-horse field. Beer Money is on the improve. He's got improving numbers on paper. Had a rough trip last time, and that was his career best effort as far as the numbers go. This guy is definitely on the improve with a clean trip here. He figures to be very tough to handle. He's actually our best bet on the card. So we're going to give you a little bit of a bonus here with the number 5-horse Beer Money in the third race. And that is your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The fourth race is a mile on the dirt. It's a maiden claiming event for maidens, 3 years old. Claiming price of $32,000. We gave this a C-plus rating. And Take Blinkers Off Sunset Storm. Take Blinkers Off Polis. and take blinkers off Thirsty Love, drawn on the outside. Also, Sunset Storm is a first-time gelding this afternoon. Classic Elfie is a first-time gelding. And Gavea is also a first-time gelding. So a lot going on here in the fourth, and a very interesting race here. Your 2-1 morning line favorite is drawn on the fence, and that is Ringtone, Phil Oviedo, and Armando Ayesu. Getting them out there. And we turn to the fifth, another interesting race. This is a B-plus race, 6 furlongs on the grass, an allowance optional claimer. And the claiming price is $80,000. The railer is at 20 feet. We've got a few in here that are offered for that $80,000 price tag. They are Zaffarelli, McKinnon, Sharp as Attack, My Numero Uno, also in for 80. And then the outside horse, Time to Party, is also being offered for $80,000. You're going to want to put blinkers on Time to Party. He'll be competing with the hood on this afternoon. Kazushi Kimura and George Papapodromo will be teaming up there with Time to Party. This is a very interesting race. You've got a horse in here, Escape Route, who has got one career turf outing, and that was a while ago. The now 6-year-old gelding hasn't been seen on the grass in a while, and he's returning to it today for Mark Glatt. So he's an interesting horse in here. No doubt about that. Your 5-2 morning line favorite is drawn on the rail, and that is Zaffarelli. We turn to the sixth. This is your free handicapping seminar. This is a 6-furlong sprint race, a maiden special weight event. Cowbred or cow sired, 3 years old, and they are fillies. And from the rail out, we have Sky Sailing at 6-1 with Juan Hernandez. Raising Silver, 5-2, Antonio Freisu. Wishes to Riches, 4-1 with Ricky Gonzalez. Epione, 8-1, Diego Herrera. Bits Tiger Magic, 2-1, Flavian Pratt. Roberta's Love, 7-2, Tiago Pereira. And draw a line through Chasing Cat, the outside horse. She will not be competing here. She was scratched today, or actually Saturday, at scratch time. So, interesting race. The inside two horses, Sky Sailing and Raising Silver, we tossed. Did not use either one of them. Although, I'll tell you, the rail horse, both of them actually, if we were going to go maybe, 4 or 5 deep, these horses probably, merit a little bit of consideration, but you've got the rail horse here, Sky Sailing, Craig Lewis, Clubhouse Ride, not a hotter sire right now in Southern California than Clubhouse Ride. Craig Lewis having a good meeting. Juan Hernandez has taken the call. This filly has been working good in the morning, but she's been off since July of 2023, and she's drawn on the fence. So, we're going to take a pass with her. Raising Silver, another horse returning since, or hasn't been seen, rather. She's returning. The last time she raced was on July of 2023. And decent effort for Carla Gaines here. She's another one that's been working okay in the morning for her return. She was beaten a half a length in her maiden debut. Hasn't been seen since. Now, keep in mind that Carla usually doesn't have her horses cranked up, ready to roll in their debut or in their return. So we're likely to see the best from this daughter of Nyquist, maybe a little bit down the line, maybe after a race or two. Wishes to Riches, this is our third horse here. Ricky Gonzalez, Phil D'Amato. This horse was well bet in her debut, and the daughter of Grayson broke a step slow, was wide thereafter. And she figures to improve with a race under her belt here. We picked her third. Epimpony or whatever the heck it is. Diego Herrera, Tim Yakteem. This is an interesting horse. Been working good in the morning. The 47-3 gate drill on March 11th was noteworthy. As were a couple of other gate drills here. Go back to February 18th, 1:04 out of the gate. And we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude with this daughter of Mr. Big as well. So wouldn't be shocked to see her run big here. But we want to just see a race here before we go all in. Bits Tiger Magic. This is the horse that we used on top. As a matter of fact, this is the horse that we're singling in the pick six. This is our pick six single, Peter Miller, Flavian Pratt. Now, the interesting thing with Peter Miller is he's another trainer that doesn't have his horses cranked up and ready to roll first outing. He hits at 4% with his first-time starters. Now, that's enough sometimes to, you know, totally scare you away. But we've been hearing some good things about this daughter of Smiling Tiger. Peter has been working her at San Luis Rey, and he just breezed her over the track on March 11th and 47-1 out of the gate. A very impressive move. So we're all in on Bits Tiger Magic. Despite the 4% strike rate for Miller with his firsters, we think that this filly is going to run big here. And finally on the outside, Roberta's Love, 7-2, Hector Palma. This is another horse that ran nicely in her debut. She's been working well since. With the race under her belt, she figures to only be able to take a step forward. So how do we see the sixth race? We used Bits Tiger Magic on top. Roberta's Love is our second horse, and Wishes to Riches to round out our top three. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The seventh race, this is down the hill. This is the Irish O'Brien, $100,000 Golden State eligible for cowbreds or cow-sired fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. And folks, this is a very competitive race here. And we like the looks of a horse in here quite a bit in the seventh race. And again, if you want in on that, well, hit us up at horseracing-selections.com. Even if you've already done the work, let us augment what you've done and get on board with us. The seventh race, we gave this a B-plus rating. Turn to the eighth, a mile on the dirt. This is a claiming event for four-year-olds and upward, claiming price of $25,000. We gave this a C-plus rating, and that might have been a little harsh. After looking this over again, I think this might have been maybe could have been a B minus. But anyway, there's a horse coming back here in 7 days, the Bullion Bomber, who just romped, actually just jogged around the track under Edwin Maldonado, who rides this gelding back today. And if he gets another trip like he got last time, he's going to be tough to beat. He's taken a step up in class, but boy, I'll tell you, he won with a ton left in the tank. Looked good on the gallop out, so going to be an interesting to see how he does. And Doug O'Neill's pretty adapt at doing this. He's capable of bringing horses back and getting them to win off of that, off of a nice effort, within 7-8 days after that that win. The ninth race wraps up things. This is a mile and a quarter on the turf, an allowance optional claiming event, and it is the downhill turf course. Claiming price $50,000. Nice race here. Congrats to the racing office for writing this, because you usually don't see a optional claiming event coming down the hill for $50,000. So this is a nice race. Now, I have to tell you, get on the soapbox here a little bit and tell everybody and remind everybody that Order and Law was our price play last time this guy ran at 37, almost 38-1, got the job done under Antonio Frasu. So we don't just pick chalk, folks. We go out on the ledge occasionally, and we like value. And boy, did we get it that afternoon. That was a nice effort. Now, whether he's going to be able to come back here and repeat that, I don't know. But I'll tell you, this guy can run all day. So 5-1, you're not going to get the price that we got on him last time. But anyway, good luck to the connections, Peter Erton and Brand Jam Stable. And the ninth race, a good way to close things out. So again, folks, if you need help, if you just want to try us out, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. And until Friday morning, have a great St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe. Wear your green. Drink that green beer. Have a great Sunday. We'll be talking to you again soon.